Hello boys and girls, it's Daniel here again, and it is a new week. There's a new week, and this episode is my promise to you about me going talking about life updates again. Not in the same way. Something I've added a couple of things to it to it, and I decided to share. So over the weekend, Son and I were talking about the whole putting your stuff on social media and being too explicit about the kind of things you talk, especially personal things. And I find it very, very tiring. Remember, all of this started from a particular trend that I saw. And it has gone on and on. I mean, if it was one, I was like, okay, people can tweet and stuff like that. But you did a kicking. And this person is supposed to be like a social media expert, quote unquote. I'm not shading anybody or stuff like that, but it is alarming. We live in a very, very wonderful time. But putting a lot of stuff about yourself out there on social media just because it is social and media together is trouble. Now, why am I saying all of this? 5 months from today, things may change. Your mouth can change and situations can change for you. And your mind, people have forgotten, or you have forgotten, and you expect everybody to have gone on that forgetting phase or stage with you. It doesn't happen that way. The internet never forgets. Same way the North never forgets, if you're a Game of Thrones fan. But really, anything you post on social media, the moment you tap post, you have lost every right of privacy and ownership. Because in your mind, you're like, I'm not doing this for attention. I'm not doing this to get anybody's opinion. I'm sorry, ma. I'm sorry, sir. But it is social media for a reason. People are going to give their opinions, solicited and unsolicited. People are going to drop their 2 cents, their $5, and $1 billion on that particular post, whether it makes sense or not. I need each and every one of us to actually understand this. We cannot police what people say or do. See, regardless of the fact that a lot of times people say trash and nonsense on our posts and our tweets, people would always say stuff. But it should always be at the back of our minds that, okay, what I'm about to do, people are going to see it. People are going to, you know, want to comment, want to share and make other people see this thing. Is this something I'm comfortable with? Is this something that 2 months from today, 2 days from today, self, there would not be a repercussion? There won't be repercussions for what I said. I won't have to, you know, come out again and drop disclaimers upon disclaimers and say, you know, I said the other time, I'm not really in that line again, or something has happened that made me change my mind. It's social media, yes, but it's not social private media. It's not social life media, because people just carry their personal life. Bam! Facebook, bam! Twitter, bam! Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere. You know, it's even better if you're posting on your WhatsApp status. Why? Because after 24 hours, it goes away. But then there are people who can take screenshots and save, you know, your status. But that's even WhatsApp safe. But on the other apps, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the moment you post something, there are people whose job is to just save it. These are people who should have been top agents in FBI and CIA. But one thing or the other led to one thing or the other, and they are content with doing social media police. And God help you one day. God help you. You mess up. The next thing you'll be like, this you? this you? Is this you? So let's try to, you know, tone down how much stuff people of the world know about us. Because the truth is, these followers that we have, these followers that we crave, this attention that we so much desire from our online family, it is just what it is. Attention. They are not your family members. They are not your friends. We come to think of it, don't you have friends around you to say, ah, Daniel, this is what you want to do. Don't do it. Don't do it. You are putting yourself in trouble. Stop. Abort mission. Mayday, mayday, mayday. You think of something. You say, ah, okay, well, my guys, I want to see this, what I want to say. Say, it makes sense. And none of them say, ah, my guy, wait, don't do it. Yeah. That's a topic for another day. A topic for another day. But please, we live, this is a very social media life or period of our lives. And it's best if a lot of things we say, a lot of things that we experience in real life are not automatically translated on posts, videos. Make memories of these things and keep them to yourself. It's your personal stuff. It's your personal property. Know how much stuff you want to put out there, especially if it involves other people, because you're, first of all, you're not thinking about the other person. You're just saying, Omo, I'm just going to say what I think about this thing. I'm just going to say my own side of stuff. You're not thinking, oh, how is this person going to feel if he or she comes online and sees that he's at the center or she's at the center of an experience that you're trying to share without their consent or approval. You're putting this other person in the limelight, allowing people to have ideas and notions about who they are without first meeting these people. It don't really make sense. It doesn't make sense. Let's shrink or be prune the amount of stuff we post on social media. I hope this makes sense to you. If you know anyone who else wanna listen, please be sure to show them how you got here. And see you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.